I really do think that every episode of this show starts out with you dancing.
It's my thing. It's my shtick.
It's your shtick?
It's my shtick.
Well,
you just pick such catchy music. What am I supposed to do?
3 years later, we're still playing the catchy dance music. Playing all the hits on Law & Disorder Radio. FM 102.9 for your ass.
You can't say that. That's a real radio station.
I know. I'm just making up stuff. So, welcome. Law & Disorder coming at you from the local game store here in Richardson, Texas. Always a fun time here. People playing games, having snacks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fellowshipping. Do they fellowship here?
I mean,
kind of.
They're competing against each other.
Ah,
so,
that's true. Yeah.
All in good fun.
And I have heard some words at this location that I wouldn't share with anybody. Here's some good stories, though.
Mm-hmm.
So let's thank them, obviously, local game store, Young Ideas Dish Network.
Thanks.
East Texas Championship Wrestling.
Thank you.
Ace Remodeling.
Thank you.
Kenya Lend a Hand.
Thank you.
.org. Thank you for taking care of all the babies in Kenya.
Oh, yeah.
So,
Kenya moms.
Speaking of stories, we're going to do a little segment. Called, I guess we're just going to call it Story Time.
Story Time with Sergio.
Woo! So I've lived kind of an interesting life.
You've lived a longer life than me.
Yes, in my younger days. I actually worked in FM radio in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So I've seen a couple things, heard a couple things. So I'm going to tell a couple of stories. Maybe I'll say names. Maybe I won't. I don't know yet. Maybe. We'll see. So we're going to recollect some stories of my my time in radio. Because I did experience some things. I was cool. I was fortunate enough to meet some cool people, some famous people, some not so famous people. So let's start off. I think it's a tie for the biggest celebrity I've met. The biggest local celebrity.
Okay.
So I don't know which one to go with first. Let's just go with the taller one. Dirk Nowitzki. I met Dirk Nowitzki. Yeah.
Lucky.
I met him when I was working in radio, and me and my DJ partner at the time, shout out DFW DJ Service, no longer in existence, but never forgotten. I still have shirts for that, by the way. Bumper stickers. We had all kinds of stuff. So we used to DJ all over Dallas, me and my DJ partner. And we used to DJ at this bar in Uptown Dallas, which doesn't exist anymore either. It was like 80s night, mainly like retro 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And we're playing this song. I can vaguely remember the song now. And we're playing it. And Dirk walks in. And this dude is tall. I mean, he's like massive. And then his girlfriend at the time was like this tall. She was just itty bitty little thing. If I'm not mistaken, she was a Mavs dancer, I believe. Itty bitty little thing. Cute thing. But you're just like, you're looking at the two of them and you're like, I'm not quite sure how that works. Like physically, like how you know. So anyways, he comes in, he's like, oh, I love this song. It's like my favorite song ever. And he shakes our hands, and like his hands are like this big.
Yeah.
I mean, they're enormous.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, what's up, man? Well, you know, whatever. He's like, can you play that again for me? You know, he kind of came in like towards the end of the song. I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? It's Dirk and Whiskey. So we get on the mic, and we're like, hey, we're going to play this again for Dirk. You know, shout out to Dirk, everybody, he's here. So we play the song. So then he starts drinking, and he comes back. And he's like, hey, can you play that again? And I don't know if you know anything about DJing. It's like, that's the one thing you really don't want to do as a DJ is you don't want to play the same song again, let alone a third time. I don't care where you're at. I don't care who's paying you. I don't care if it's a wedding and, like, the bride is begging you. You really don't want to do it because, like, you lose all your credibility because people are like, one, does he not remember he played it?
Mm-hmm.
And two, like, does he not have, like, a bigger collection? Like, is he not creative enough?
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're kind of killing your street cred when you do that.
Yeah.
So we played the song for him a third time. You know, second time for him, third time for the night. So then fast forward later in the evening, and he's a lot more...
Intoxicated.
Guess what? Hey, guys, can you play that song for me one more time? At this point, we're like, I don't even know if we should do it. And I think we even told the owner of the bar, we're like, hey, man, Dirk wants us to play this thing again. And he's like, no, don't do it. Like, you got to cut him off. Like, no, that's ridiculous. this owner of this bar is like, no, don't do it. Like, you really have to ask for permission at that point. Because somebody's paying you, and they pay you well, mm-hmm. so you want to make them happy. Mm-hmm. So we played it, and we're just like, we're getting on the mic, and we're just like, hey, everybody, like, we're going to play this again for Derek. And everybody's like, boo. That's kind of how it came out. I was like, boo, like, you suck. Like, it turned into a whole thing.
Not our idea, sorry.
No, yeah. So we play it. And I think at that point, like, by the time we got around to playing it again for him, I don't even think he acknowledged we were playing it. I think he was just, whatever.
So gone.
Yeah, he's like, whatever. So then fast forward to the end of the night. You know, we close up at 2. By the time you get out of there, it's like 2:30, 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And well, these speakers, you know, our PA speakers, well, they were mounted to the wall. But they're mounted like 12, 14 feet up in the air. You know, like the bottom of it's like 12, 14 feet up in the air. You know, speakers are about that tall, 2 feet tall approximately. So then, like, the guys that are cleaning up, they're like, who put all these beer bottles up here? And there's, like, all these drinks. There's all these drinks, like, 16 feet off the ground. And these little, like, 5'5" Mexican busboys are over there, like, with ladders trying to get them down.
I wonder who put them there.
Yeah, and we're like, what other 7-foot German came in here that was just literally the only person that could reach this stuff? So, that's my story with Dirk. Dirk and Whiskey, love him. I'm really glad I got to meet him. I'm glad I got to say, like, hey, I met the guy. Mm-hmm. You know, I got to. He didn't want to take pictures. You know, he's kind of private in that regard. I'm over here telling stories about the guy. So, I think this story happened before this one. Yeah, actually, this was when our DJ business first started picking up really big. We did a gig for Verizon. And we got it because we worked at the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And this was Verizon Fios, which I don't even know if you know what Fios is.
Yeah.
It was like, what is it? Optical, fiber optic internet.
Yeah, like wires in the ground.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the very first city in America to have it was Keller, Texas. And like the whole city was wired for it. And they had like this big Verizon party, like a block party or a citywide party, whatever. So they hired us for this thing. It's a pretty big event. I don't know if you remember this because I don't really do it as much anymore, but sometimes when they do events, they're like, come see, you know, former Texas Ranger Pudge Rodriguez, or come meet, you know, mm-hmm. whatever, Troy Aikman, whatever. They always like to try to promote people to come, to try to promote like somebody big is going to be there. So at the time, Tony Romo was like third on the depth chart. I think he was like third on the depth chart. I think it's his rookie year. So Tony Romo shows up. And, you know, we're kind of in between stuff. We've already done a couple of sets. And I think we're taking a break, and we're about to do some more stuff. And Tony Romo's out there signing autographs. And it's like nobody knows who Tony Romo is, you know? So the Fios guy, like the president of Verizon or whatever this territory guy was, mm-hmm. he's like, hey. He goes, this is Tony Romo. Like, hey, what's up, man? You know? And, again, if I'm not mistaken, it was his rookie year.
Okay.
They're like, hey, he's here. You know, he's going to be signing autographs, taking pictures. Do you guys want a picture with Tony Romo? No, you know, we're good. He's like, yeah, no. Nah. Like, would you like an autograph? You know, we've got, you know, his football card here. Would you like an autograph? No, you know, we're good. And, like, I think at this point in his career, he's just, like, signing them, and he's just got, like, stacks of them.
Uh-huh.
You know, because nobody knows who he is.
Yeah.
We're like, no, we're good. You know, we shook his hand, and we're like, hey, man, you know, good luck on your career. And kind of, like, sent him on his way. So, I'll always remember this. So, we met him, and my buddy's like, I thought he was taller. And I'm like, I thought he was black. Like, I didn't know anything. I knew nothing about Tony Romo at the time. Literally knew nothing about the guy. So, to rewind, we blew off Tony Romo. We blew off taking a picture with Tony Romo. We blew off getting an autographed rookie card from Tony Romo.
I mean, he wasn't my favorite player, so...
But he's one of, like, the most beloved Dallas Cowboys players. Probably one of the most beloved sports figures in Dallas.
Yeah.
He's probably top 10, you know? People
love
him.
He wasn't the greatest quarterback ever. Like,
such blasphemy. Such blasphemy. He was a great Cowboys quarterback.
I'm not saying he wasn't a good quarterback. He wasn't the greatest quarterback
no,
ever.
But I just thought it was funny that, like, I remember many years later, me and my DJ partner at the time, you know, we'd hang out and watch games all the time. And as he got bigger, we're like... We'd always tell that story at some point throughout the season. We'd tell the story to somebody. It's like, dude, we just totally just like ghosted Tony Romo. We're just like, yeah, whatever. So that's my Tony Romo story. So I got one more story. I'm not going to say the guy's name because he's still actually in the business of doing stuff. So I don't want to say his name.
That's nice of you.
Yeah. He's in radio, and he's a pretty big personality on a national level as well as a local level. Okay. I used to work with a couple of those guys. I was fortunate. So we used to do live events from bars in Dallas. They don't really do it as much anymore, but a lot of radio stations would do like live broadcasts, you know, and we're here from this club, and you know, we'd have like, we'd literally like pipe in like the DJ feed and like you send it to the radio station. It's like a hardwire thing where like you could get the whole broadcast and you know, everybody on the mic, whatever the DJ mix. It was a fun time. And back then it was like every Friday and Saturday night I was at a club or a bar doing this. I did the engineering at the time. So this was like every Friday and Saturday night for like a year and a half. So this one particular Friday, it was Halloween. So this bar is doing a Halloween theme, you know. And this personality, like I said, he's a pretty big name. He was always out hosting these things. Mm-hmm. He was the guy. So this is like somewhere before the broadcast started. We're rummaging through this bar, like through the backstock area. And they have costumes. They had like all these costumes. They're like, you guys should get a costume. It's Halloween. You guys should wear a costume. So this fool finds do you know who Bert and Ernie are?
Yes.
Is Ernie the one with the big head that goes that way, or is he the one that's got the tall skinny head that goes that way?
Bert was the tall yellow one. Ernie was like the short wide orange one,
and it looked like a football.
Yeah,
like a big,
so that's Ernie.
Okay, so he had this big Ernie head, and it's like something that you would wear, like something like the people from Disney World wear, like a full-blown like thing that like it's got a whole costume.
Uh-huh.
A full-blown costume. He didn't have that on. He just had the Ernie head. And he's, like, walking up and down the sidewalk of a pretty busy street in Dallas. Just, like, kind of, like, strutting his stuff. And he's, like, dancing and, you know, he's been drinking, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So he's just kind of walking up and down having fun with it. And we're, like, taking pictures. And we're just like, hi. So these two guys come up to him. And they're down the street. Like, they're a little bit farther down the street at this point. And they start messing with him. And this guy, like, didn't take any crap either. And he's drunk. So somebody, like, gets him and, like, hits him in the back. Like, they hit him in the back of the head. But they hit him pretty hard. And,
uh-huh.
You know, it's like a metal frame that's
yeah.
on your head. So it hits him. And I guess it pisses him off. So he, like, pushes the guy down. And he tries to fight him.
In the middle of the street?
No, they're on the sidewalk. But still, he's still in the Ernie. In the Ernie.
The Ernie
So he, like, pushes one guy down. And then the other guy starts running, so he starts chasing after this guy down the sidewalk in Dallas, wearing this big Ernie helmet. He's, like, running after him, and at one point he takes it off, he just throws it at him.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, that was, like, a Halloween in the life of a radio guy. It's just...
Sounds about right.
You know, we had fun. Had a lot of fun. Those are just three of the stories. I think maybe we should make this an ongoing segment on the story time with Sergio, because I got some more. Those are just three of my local celebrities. So, yeah, needless to say, you see a lot of stuff, man. In this business, you see a lot of stuff. Some things you can't unsee,
nope.
Like a giant Ernie head getting thrown at a grown man. So... You weren't expecting any of these stories.
Not the Ernie one. That's just funny.
You just wonder what kind of...
Now I just want to know who it is.
We'll talk about it one day. Not on the air, but we'll talk about it. So, yeah, thank you for letting me share that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I've never told you these stories.
You have not.
So it's kind of interesting to see your reactions. You're like, what the hell is he talking about? So, see, I've seen some stuff.
It's fun to get to know the wild side of you.
Oh, I got more stories. I got people that almost got beat up from backup dancers from famous people, pop artists. Yeah, okay. Got all kinds of stories. So, one last look here at the local game store in Richardson, Texas. Thank you so much for letting us be here every week. They've let us be here every week for quite a while now.
I know.
And they haven't kicked us out yet.
It's very generous of them.
I know, it really is. They love us sometimes. So, on behalf of the local game store, Young Ideas Dish Network, for your dish service needs, can you lend a hand? Saving kids and women. CanyonLendAHand.org is the website, I believe.
Yes. Check it out if you want to help out.
Yes. And Ace Remodeling, East Texas Championship Wrestling. On behalf of all those guys, we're Law and Disorder.
See you next time.
Latest.